Why don't you give the Lord a praise right now? Hallelujah! 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 Oh, you're my everything, oh God. You are my life, my hope, my strength, my joy, my peace. Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is here today. Do you feel His presence? Jesus is here today. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! There's going to be a day. There's going to be a day when we'll see Him face to face. It's going to be worth all the trouble, all the issues, all the trials and the tests, and anything that may happen from here to glory. Serving the Lord is worth it. Somebody say amen. And together, why don't we give the Lord one more hand of thanks together. Beautiful. Our praise and our worship is beautiful to God. Amen. Amen. Beautiful singing, playing. Decorations look nice. Amen. So thankful to be back in the house of God today with you. Amen. And I hope you're glad to be here with me to worship the King. Amen. Amen. I do have a word from the Lord for each and every one of us. And I am looking forward to sharing it with you. And it's just straight up word. There's not really a whole big bunch of ooey gooey fluff, but it's word. And so I'm going to share that word with you today. And if I'm not mistaken, you won't have what I call the cheat sheet behind you. We've got issues with the internet still, do we? All right, so you'll have to use the old-fashioned hand Bible, either a digital copy or right here in the book. But it's all the same. Amen. If you got a pen and paper, you want to write down stuff, you can do that too. There's nothing wrong with that. We're thankful that you're here. We'll ask that you open your ears and hearts to what God has for us today in Jesus' name. I'm going to read from the book of 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1, I'm going to start at verse 15. 1 Timothy chapter 1, and starting at verse 15, and my version may be different from your version that you read, but I read a lot of times out of the ESV, the English Standard Version. And so 1 Timothy chapter 1, beginning at verse 15, says there that this saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of who I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display His perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in Him, who are to believe in Him for eternal life. To the King, this is what I want you to hear, verse 17, to the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. The title that I have is this: But Thanksgiving Day is over. But Thanksgiving Day is over. Bishop, if you would pray before we move forward in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. In Jesus' name. Thanksgiving Day is over. Maybe seated if you are standing. Now, it was just 11 days ago. We were having our annual church Thanksgiving dinner. You know, I had somebody ask, and it's not the first time, it happens all the time. Every get-together we have involves food. It does. Why? Wow, yeah, amen. We're Pentecostal. We're apostolic. We got to eat. It's one of the only things we can do, and we can't even do too much of that, and I got that issue. But 11 days ago, if I'm not mistaken, we were having our church family Thanksgiving dinner where Brother Tim gave an excellent, wonderful devotion. And the time of fellowship afterwards and before the devotion was wonderful. And there's a good plug for me to say what I say all the time. Fellowship. Woo! Let's do that again. Fellowship. Amen. And we had a great time of fellowship. We had good food. And I'll say that and I'll say this. I think that Sister Shelley had mentioned, if you're anything like her, you've had more than one Thanksgiving dinner this past week. Amen. Now, if you think about it, during this past week, from Wednesday of our Thanksgiving fellowship dinner through this weekend, most of us spent time with friends and time with family, connecting with them, enjoying their company. And from what I hear, some of them went a little overboard and got in scooters and tied to cars and drove around and hurt themselves. We're crazy people. I didn't do that, by the way. But anyhow, we got together. We had our family time. I have some in-laws that are here, and we had a good time with them. So we've connected with them. We reminisced of things of our past. We told and shared stories. There was some laughs, some maybe some sorrows, and maybe some children tears, and all those good old things. We had a good old time. And if your family is anything like my family, you most likely, a lot of you, I don't know your traditions, but you, I woke my daughter up and said, hey, it's Macy's Day Thanksgiving parade time. And we watched the Macy's Day Thanksgiving parade. And then what comes on after that is every year, the dog show. And so we watched the dog show. And for the first time, the dog we picked actually won the whole thing. And so we watched the dog show, and if you're anything like my family, then you're getting either preparing food during this time or whatever the case may be. And then we watched the good old American football, and where the Bills once again beat the Lions for how many years now? I don't know how many years the Lions lost on Thanksgiving Day, but they lost again. And there is one particular person that's here today. Who is a big Cowboys fan. We got to pray that devil out of her. But her Cowboys barely beat the team that they were playing. And so we do these things. We have a good time and we enjoy the food. All of us, I'm sure after those things, we ate some good food. How many of you ate some good food this week? Amen. Brother Andy said it already during Sunday school. How many of you got some stuff in the refrigerator, leftovers? I do too. We may or may not eat them, but we have them. And so, but we ate some good food. We had turkey. We had ham. We had, me and my wife made some really good gravy this year. It was better than that canned stuff. Really enjoyed that on that dry turkey she made. And I'm playing, but it was good gravy. It made it, hey, listen, gravy will make anything better. And so it made that turkey good. We had a great time. Do you have a great time? You have a good time? A pretty good time. Amen. Giving thanks. Giving thanks and celebrating the Thanksgiving holiday. Now, I know everybody's different, and I don't know where you stand, or I don't know about you, but I've said it numerous times. I will say this probably every year during this time and during Christmas, that I personally love Thanksgiving. I love celebrating Thanksgiving, giving thanks, and with my spending time with my friends and my family. I love the holiday. I love Thanksgiving. I love Christmas. This right here gets me in the holiday spirit. Amen. I love it. I love the holiday season. I love this time of year. I mean, I can't say it enough. I enjoy it. And I know that it's busy. I know that it can be stressful. It can be tiring and can be extremely busy. But put all that to the side, I still love this time of year. During this time of year, you see a lot more giving. You see the ringing the bell outside of Walmart and outside of our Kroger that we're going to be having very, very soon open. Inside news there. And so supposedly. And so we see the bell ringers out there who we are currently, another plug, taking volunteers for Crossroads. Amen. We need some of your time to ring a bell, wish Merry Christmas, and help your community, because 85% of that money stays and helps the Ministerial Association help our community. But we see these things. It's a time of year where people give more, and people purposely in their heart, especially over Thanksgiving and coming Christmas, we give thanks. And the dictionary, I looked up the word or the term thanks and the term thanksgiving, and the dictionary defines the term giving thanks as expressing gratitude, showing appreciation, to thank, to recognize, or to acknowledge. Child of God, in our day-to-day lives, every day that we live, every day that we wake up, every morning, regardless of what we have going on, we got work, we got school, we got whatever the case may be, and in our day-to-day lives, we give thanks, we show gratitude, we give acknowledgement, we show appreciation regularly, often, and nearly, I would say, every single day, unless we coop ourselves up in the house. Just think about it. On our way inside of the Walmart, when you go, well, Walmart store's open. I guess I can't use that. On your way into a store on Black Friday, if you went out in that chaos and someone opened the door for you, you never met before in your life, and they stood there, and perhaps it was cold or it was raining, and they hold the door open, and you walk through, most of you, being good-mannered people, you say, thank you. You show appreciation for a simple gesture of them holding that door open. You express your thanks to them by simply saying the word, thank you. Amen. If my wife's gravy was so good, what did we say? She cooked most of the meal. We said, man, thank you for cooking. This was great. You did a great job on this. Thank you. And she made breakfast the next morning. I'm not kidding you. It was the best breakfast that I've had in a very, very long time. What did we say? We said, thank you so much. This was really good. Thanks for doing that. And so we do these things. If somebody complimented you and said, hey, Pastor, I'm digging that boot you're wearing. Man, that's sweet. Where can I get those? You don't want to know. But if someone compliments you, what do you say? Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I got this from Goodwill. I got it for $2. Thank you. And so we give thanks. We appreciate one another. And pastor appreciation. Hey, thank you for being our pastor. And thank you for being the congregants. And we have a great church family. Thank you, Brother Tim, for giving that awesome devotion on our Thanksgiving. Thank you. You did a wonderful job. We do these things. We do these things regularly and often. According to the dictionary's definition of giving thanks, most of us have given thanks, and most of us have expressed our appreciation even today. Maybe you said it to Sister Amanda as she was standing at the door, good morning, how are you? Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for getting the door. It's raining outside. Or maybe you told someone at the church, or you've sometime another, probably today already, you have shown or you have given thanks in some form or fashion. We do this so frequently, all of us. Even our children, we do this so frequently, so it becomes almost natural for us. It's just like part of our who we are. I think, Bishop, you had talked about muscle memory. and those type of things. And it almost becomes just automatic to show appreciation, to show thanks, to give and express gratitude. We do it so often. We do it so much in our day-to-day lives on a natural, in a natural way. It is not limited. Our giving of appreciation, our giving of thanks is not limited or based because we do this every day. How many of you here today have ever had a bad day? How many of you ever had a good day? How many of you have ever had an in-between day? All of us, on all of those days, our giving of appreciation, our acknowledgement, our giving of thanks is not limited or based on our issues. We have issues. We have struggles. Our giving of thanks and our giving of appreciation is not limited to our current status in life. Our personal problems do not hinder us from giving thanks on a regular basis. Our circumstances, victories or defeats, good days or bad days, do not hinder us as people from giving and showing thanks and appreciation. When we feel good, we show appreciation and thanks. And when we don't, when everything is going our way and we feel awesome, or when it's not, we give thanks and appreciation. When we are joyful and having a happy day, or when we are sorrowful and don't know what tomorrow will bring, we give thanks and appreciation. When we have gotten a raise or a bonus at work, or the exact opposite, we still give thanks. When the bills are paid, when our bank account is increasing, when our savings account is increasing and is up, or if funds are low or completely depleted, we still say thank you to the person that opens the door. Why? Because we naturally give appreciation and thanks. We have things in our life that we are thankful for. When the house is clean, or when the house is a complete mess and you don't know what's going on, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't handle it anymore. But you still give thanks, regardless. When our relationship with your spouse is doing really good, or it's a little bit bumpy right now, or a little bit rocky, you still, in your heart, show appreciation and give thanks. Listen, when the kids are behaving, it's easy. But when the kids are acting up and being loud and being obnoxious, it's not so easy, but it can even drive you crazy. But guess what? You still show appreciation and give thanks. When our families are all healthy and happy, or the complete opposite, we give thanks. When nearly everything in our life is going smoothly, or whether it's not, we give thanks. Thanks and appreciation. Amen. And like I had said earlier, this is a time where you see people giving more, being more generous, and being more thankful. And though they may have a hard time currently, I've noticed there's a lot of people that go through a very hard time, and you can look at these people as an example of how to be, because you'll see some of these people that are going through a hard time, and yet they still muster up in their heart, in their mind, to show appreciation and thanks and give back. That speaks volumes of who they are. Amen. And I said that, and I'll say this again, during the good times and or the bad times, through the highs and through the lows, through the trials and the triumphs, no matter how we feel, I'm talking naturally, no matter how we feel or what's going on in our personal lives, though it may be challenging at times, we all, every one of us, we express gratitude and give thanks to regular people, to strangers, to ordinary individuals, people we have never met before. And I'm saying that, and I say we should do this. This is a good thing to do. We should give thanks. We should be grateful. We should show appreciation. We should do those things. But my question to the church today, my question to you today is this. If we as people of God, if we give thanks and praise to strangers, if we give thanks and appreciation to people when we feel good or when we don't, when everything is going well or when everything is not going well, if we give appreciation and thanks when we are on the mountaintop or in the valley, how much more should we give thanks and praise, oh hallelujah, to the Lord our God? If I can give you thanks, how much more should I give Him thanks and honor and praise? Oh, hallelujah. I hope you're with me. Amen. How much more should we give and worship and serve and show appreciation to our Savior? Amen. Now listen, I'm talking about Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about me. I'm not talking about Brother Randy. I'm not talking about Larry. I'm not talking about Bishop. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. If I can give you thanks and you can give me thanks, in when it's good or when it's bad, how much more should we give Him thanks, the Savior of the world, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the great I Am, the Most High? There is none equal to Him. How much more on my bad day should I honor the one who gave me another day? Amen. He's worthy of it all. If the simple act of opening a door for someone, if the simple act of complimenting some or you receiving a compliment causes you to say thank you, if somebody opens a door for you and you say thank you for doing that for me, whatever the case may be, how much more should you express gratitude and recognize and acknowledge and give thanks and praise to the one who said they need a Savior, they need my blood, they need a sacrifice? How much more, if opening the door causes you to say thank you, how much more should the blood that saves us from eternity of hell, how much more should we be thankful for a God who gave His life for us, to the one who forgave us of our sins? How much more should we love Him? How much more should we acknowledge Him and care for Him and show Him over and over, because He has shown us over and over and over again, time and time again, He has forgiven our sins. He has called us out of darkness. He has set us free. He has blessed us. He has empowered us and filled us with His Holy Spirit, who always, again and again, faithfully gives us life and hope and peace and grace and strength every single morning. How much more should we give Him praise and strength? But He is a God who restores. He's a God who delivers. He's a God who gives hope that they sing about. He's a God who gives life. They sing about it. He's a God who gives help and forgiveness and encouragement time and time again. How much more should we give to Him, who He has given to us so much more? If anyone or anything is deserving of our thanks, of us giving acknowledgement, of us giving praise or saying thank you or being appreciative of something, if there's any being to ever deserve it, none deserve it like He deserves it. He is a God. He is not only a God, but He is the God. There is no other God. Man may worship idols, each other, and dead old men, but we serve the living God who is eternal and faithful and true, and He is truly deserving of all we can give Him. Amen. Amen. This time of year, we seem to intentionally, we do, all of us, whether we realize it or not, it go back to that muscle memory. We seem to intentionally and purposely try our best to give and to show appreciations, to be thankful, to give thanks, to show gratitude. Amen. To be grateful for the things that we have been blessed with, to be thankful to those that are in our lives. We tend to purposely do this. and that's good and all. That's all good and wonderful. But I'm here to tell you today that every single day, it does seem like we tend to focus more so during this time of year about being grateful and thankful. But I'm here to tell you right now that every single day is the Lord's day, is the day that the Lord has made. And as for me, I'm going to be glad. And every day is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. The air that I breathe, as an air-breathing human being, we should purposely, I want you to hear me, as Christians, yes, but as air-breathing human beings, we should purposely, intentionally, and continually put in the effort, like we do this time of year in the natural, we should put in the effort to give and to show thanks unto our Savior. Amen. Somebody say amen. Thanksgiving Day may be over. Thanksgiving Day is over. It's past. But our life isn't. We're still breathing. Didn't the Bible say, let everything that have breath praise the Lord? Let everything that have breath, oh, hallelujah. Thanksgiving Day may be over, but I'm still breathing. His grace, His mercy, His love toward us isn't over. Thanksgiving Day's over, but His love for us isn't over. His mercy He shows us time and time again isn't over. Yes, Thanksgiving Day may be over, but God is still God. God is still good. God is still on control. He is still deserving of all the glory, of all the honor, the worship, the praise, and the thanks. His word tells us that He is always worthy of our thanks and praise. Though Thanksgiving is over, giving thanks and praise to our Lord never should ever stop from the hearts and minds and lives of His children who He gave His life for. He died for me. He died for you. He poured out His Spirit for us. How much more should we give Him thanks and praise? Purposely, intentionally, for God. His word tells us in Ephesians 5 and verse 20, give thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks, Bishop, give thanks in all circumstance, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. You know what that tells me? That tells me no matter what or how I feel, if my leg hurts, my back hurts, my arm hurts, my head hurts, flat tires, burnt houses, no matter what's going on in my life, give thanks in all circumstances for the will of God in Christ. It is His will for you to give thanks to Him in all situations, whether I've got everything going on in life or I don't. When I'm putting things back in the store to be able to pay an electric bill, or I got extra money somehow, give thanks in every circumstance. The Bible says this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it because I have life, because I have a wife and a daughter and a church family that loves me, because I've been given another opportunity, another breath to take, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Though I hurt, though I struggle, though I battle, though I face temptation, I will rejoice. Why? Because He is deserving of my thanks and my praise in every situation that I am in. People of God, today is the day. Now is the time. The Bible says the day of salvation is now. I'm here to tell you the Bible also lets us know that today is the day, that now is the time for us to stop focusing on ourselves all the time and to start joyfully glorifying, praising, worshiping, and giving thanks unto our God. We say we love Him, then let's show Him we love Him. We say we trust in Him, then let's put our hands and our needs and our desires in His hand. Let's truly trust in Him and give thanks unto Him continually. Not only during the holidays, not only during special occasions, but at all times. Amen. We are instructed, the Word of God doesn't only tell us to give thanks in all circumstances. The Word of God doesn't only tell us that He is eternal, that He is the only God, and He is deserving of us to give Him praise and worship and thanks, glory and honor at all times. It does not only tell us to do these things, but it instructs us on how to do these things. It is a wonderful book that He has given to all of us. The Bible says in Psalms 100, instructing us how to do this, it says, make a joyful noise. I don't want to be a part of a dead, dry church that doesn't make a noise to God, not to be heard, not to glorify us, but to glorify the Savior. And to me, a noise is loud. It's joyful. Amen. And the Bible tells us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, even when it's hard. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence. Before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. It is He who has given us life and not we ourselves. And not we ourselves. We are His people. His people. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. It says there in verse 4, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth to all generations. He is the healer. He is the redeemer. He is the Savior. He is, like the Bible said in our opening scripture, He is the King of the ages. He is immortal. He is eternal. He is invisible. He is the only God, and honor and glory forever and ever should be His and be given to Him through His people. He is to be lifted. He is to be honored. He is to be worshiped and praised, for He is our everything. You are life. You are love. You light to the darkness. They sang about His glory. Oh, it's Your breath in my lungs, so I pour out a praise. I pour out a praise to You only. It's Your breath in my lungs. It's Your breath in my lungs. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. This is the day to glorify God. Thanksgiving Day may be over, but glory in God, glorifying the Savior, praising God, writing down our blessings, being thankful unto Him in every circumstance is a daily thing that never ends. I think it would be appropriate today if we do that right now. This is a different service. This is a different type of time. We don't have to come and pray, oh God, heal my body. Let me tell you, if you worship God, He inhabits that. He inhabits the praise of His people. If you need a touch from God, just give Him thanks and praise. Oh, but I've been praying for something. I've learned in serving God to give Him thanks and praise in advance for what you've been asking Him for, and in your praise and faith in worshiping and praising Him and showing Him thanks in advance, He honors that, and He'll give to you what you need. He's provided for us. He's healed us time and time again. He's forgiven us. So I ask you today, will you stand with me and give Him thanks? Will you take some time? Will you take about 5 minutes and just focus on God? Sometimes we focus on ourselves, but today is a day that I believe in my heart we need to sing. We need to play. We need to worship. We need to lift up our hands hands in surrenderance and openness to God. We need to shout with the voice of triumph. We need to make that joyful noise to the Lord. We need to glorify Him and be thankful to Him, for He has given us life. He has given us peace. He has given us encouragement. He has poured out His Spirit upon us. We are here today because of His goodness and His mercy and His love that is everlasting. And I think it, we should give Him praise. We should clap our hands. We should lift our voice. We should sing praises unto Him.